so grateful for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time in your presence. Thank you, Lord God. We give you all the praise, Lord. We give you all the adoration, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We have the opportunity to meet you this afternoon again. Jesus, we give you all the glory.
Jesus' name.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where there's no guidance, a people fall. But in an abundance of counselors, there's safety. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry.
Thank you, Lord, for the life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry.
Father,
Lord,
we thank you. Preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. We are grateful for what you're doing in our lives. Lord, preserving our teaching priest and every single member of the ministry. We give you all the praise and the glory. We see your hand at work in our midst, Lord, and we say thank you. We are here to thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Your word says, if you enter your gates with thanksgiving, you are called to praise and exalt your name, Lord. We are saying thank you.
The mana attired and the caution and the
media sore in the precious name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
thank you. In Jesus' name, Psalm 51, verse 17 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise.
Amen.
Therefore, let ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way that we trespass against God's will. In Jesus' name.
Our Lord is worthy to receive all the glory and worthy to receive all the praise. Therefore, let us give him all the worship and praise in this song. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy to receive glory, worthy to receive honor, worthy to receive all our praises. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty. You're worthy to receive glory, and you are worthy to receive honor, worthy to receive all our praises. One more time, sing holy, 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 holy is the Isaiah 46, verse 10.
Isaiah 46, verse 10, the word of the Lord tells us, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let us pray, asking that the will of God for our lives and also for Good Music Ministry in relation to his end time kingdom agenda should be established. Let's pray from the depth of our hearts.
Father, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, let your will be done.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, let your will concerning our lives as individuals in the ministry in its entirety, let it be established. Lord Jesus, let it be established in the name of Jesus. Establish your purpose, establish your counsel. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9. The Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thy hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Shall we pray from the depth of our hearts? Makaya baliana mashatai. Make me a valiana mashaga than a bayani. Rebe de bayan den in a moshataya valiani, Father. Ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully.
In the name of Jesus,
ensure the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the kind of increase that feeds into the kingdom, feeds into society, feeds into our families, feeds to serve ourselves as all of God. Let us see increase in the work of our hands. Let us see growth and expansion. In the name of Jesus. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 1 Peter 2:24 says, to his own self bore our sins on the tree, on his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are praying and enforcing the provision of divine health that Jesus bought and paid for in full on the cross for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we're not going to be slaves to sickness. We will not be challenged. Our service will not be hindered. Our efforts will not be hindered because of sickness and health challenges, not for ourselves, not for our family, not for anyone around us. In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus, somebody give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you, mighty Father. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for an awesome encounter. Thank you that we are not living the same. Thank you in the name of Jesus on this glorious Friday. Thank you that by the time we leave, your glory will cover us like never before in the name of Jesus.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because it's given. Jesus Christ, His Son, we give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ, His Son, and now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say,
and guarding our prophecy, that God's word sown into our hearts, according to Mark chapter 4, verse 18 and 4, verse 19, where it says that the cares of this world chokes the word which has been sown into our hearts, in order for us to guard our hearts, or to guard the prophecy that have been sown into our hearts. We need to overcome the hidden deceit of riches. And in understanding the deceit of riches, we must know that there are things that money cannot buy. Things that money cannot buy. We've looked at several things that money cannot buy. And in our previous session, we looked at divine helpers. That money cannot buy divine helpers. Every good and perfect gift is coming from above, and good gifts include helpers from above. We've learned that helpers are part of God's plan for our lives, and we've also learned that helpers are needed in every area of life where growth is required. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10, we learn that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. And also in verse 10, if one falls, the other will lift his fellow up. In verse 11, if two lie together, they have heat. Verse 12, if one prevail against one person, two shall withstand. And so we've seen the various benefits of having helpers. Helpers are needed in every area of growth. It's very essential that we have helpers. So today we are continuing from Divine Helpers. Today we are looking in relation to the theme for the month, which is Run with a Vision. We are looking at Vision Helpers. Vision Helpers. Basically, you are talking about helpers which have been assigned to a vision to make it flourish. Hallelujah. For a vision to be fulfilled, helpers are needed. Helpers are needed. So today we have four prayer topics here, which we are going to pray. Now, the first instance, we are praying for the release of helpers for the vision. We know about the story of Moses, that when God was speaking to Moses at the burning bush, he told Moses that, "I have heard the cry of the Israelites, their cry. He has heard their cry." So God can raise helpers based on the cry of a people. So for the vision to get helpers, for God's purpose in our lives to come to its fulfillment. So I'm talking about two things. As an individual, the purpose of your life coming to its fulfillment, and then as a ministry, God's plan and purpose for this ministry to be established, it requires that we cry out, and as we do so, God raises helpers. Moses was the vision bearer, but God gave him helpers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know that God gave him his brother Aaron. Moses' sister was also there. Now, even when they had left Egypt on their way, at a point in time, Jethro came in to help. Now, there were people established, the people that he will now assign as leaders who were also helping. Hallelujah. Please declare after me that, Father in heaven,
Father in heaven,
we cry out to you today.
We cry out to you today.
Release helpers into the vision of glow music.
Release helpers into the vision of glow music.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Father in heaven.
Father in heaven,
release helpers into my life.
Release helpers into my life.
To help me fulfill.
To help me fulfill.
Every purpose you have concerning my life.
Every purpose you have concerning my life.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
These two things you are praying, lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Release helpers, oh God, into the ministry. Release helpers, work on this instrument, this resource, helpers. Lord Jesus, my help us, your burden and emotion time. Release helpers according to my life that will help fulfill your purpose in the name of Jesus, like you gave you run to Moses. Release helpers unto me, O God.
Now, there's an aspect of helpers that today we may not have time to go into, where there are permanent helpers, there are momentary helpers, like you see in the case of the Good Samaritan, the parable Jesus gave, that at that moment God brought a helper to help him from unexpected places. Sometimes, probably, you are the visa section, you just need one helper at a particular time. And when God does that, say, at the moment in time, that's where you read scripture, it says that he's our present help in time of need. Every moment of need, God has helper for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I pray that you continually experience this to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
And then there are also permanent helpers. Like you see Jesus' helpers, the disciples, they were with him till death. You see Moses and Aaron. Aaron was Moses till death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so whichever area, we will not lack helpers in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whether momentary or whether permanent, we will never lack helpers because our God is our very present help in time of need. Our next prayer is that pray against any plan of the enemy purposed against the release of helpers. We know that Daniel, he had to wrestle in prayer. And the angel said the moment you began to pray, an answer was released from heaven. But when he was coming, he had to wrestle with the prince of Persia. So Daniel battling in prayer, the angel Gabriel was wrestling with the prince of Persia. And so any plot of the enemy to contend with the release of helpers, we are praying right now that, oh Lord, arise and disband any machination of the enemy against the release of helpers for this ministry and for my life. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord.
Destroy them in the name of Jesus.
Let your glory be seen. Arise, O Lord. Every plot of the enemy against the release of helpers into this ministry and also into my life, let it be destroyed. Let that plot be destroyed. Whatever my heavenly plan, my Father had not planted, shall be uprooted. Let that plot be disbanded now.
In Jesus' name.
You remember the story about the young prophet and the old prophet. Sometimes the Lord releases helpers. As we cry out in prayer, he releases helpers. But the enemy then plans out a way to cut off the helpers. They come all right, but then the enemy plans a way out to cut off the helpers. So they help you one moment. It's not that their time with you is done. It's not that the help they have been assigned to offer is done. But premature distraction, the enemy cuts them off. And so the other two prayers, we'll leave them for the next session. But we are going to pray this one last prayer. That any plot assigned, which has been computed in the spirit to cut off any helper in my life or any help assigned for this ministry, let that plot, let that arrangement, let that organization be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Our case shall never be like that of the young prophet. I mean, God has more from helpers that he has assigned to the ministry and to our lives, and they shall fulfill their purpose. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Kabarababu shibirebe andere abaraba Ramamaya kabala reaba. Help us will fulfill their full calls assigned by God in this ministry, in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not be cut off prematurely. They will not be cut off prematurely. You will not be cut off prematurely. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kabaya nederebeyaba. Jekebedebeya zondororiyaba. Ramamaya kabadabaya nederebeya kaba. Baya nederebeya badaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Before we enter your time of singing song of worship unto the Lord, if you have not given your life to Jesus, I want to give you this opportunity to offer your life a living sacrifice unto the Lord. the Lord sacrificed his dear life for our sake, that he will rescue us from sin and death, the end of sin being death, to rescue us from that and to grant unto us eternal life and with restored relationship back to our Father in heaven who created us. And so just say these words after me, believing in your heart, and it shall be so. Lord Jesus, today I stand before you a sinner, unable to save myself. I ask for your forgiveness. Have mercy upon me. I thank you for the gift of life that you've offered unto me. Today I believe. Please come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Be my King forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name, I've prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. I believe that we serve a mighty God,
yes,
and he is the very one who is releasing helpers to us, stopping wrong helpers that are not assigned to us, destroying schemes to prematurely cut off our helpers. Let's worship him in thanksgiving and in gratitude for all these that he has set in motion for us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, oh, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Christ, kindly contact us via our email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
God bless you for joining. We'll meet on Sunday at 6 p.m. prompt. Shalom.